Liberian women have been expressing surprise by Senator Kanga Lawrence's victory as the Senate pro tempore, especially in a body comprising 27 men and 3 women. Senator Kanga Lawrence referred to female underrepresentation in politics during her acceptance speech.
It is common knowledge that politics in Liberia has very sadly become a no zone for many Liberian women out of fear of being bullied, maliciously slandered, and intimidated. As a woman, I am much honored to be the first among equals in the male-dominated Senate of 27 powerful, influential, and experienced men.
She expressed optimism that her achievement will motivate more women to take up the challenge of bridging the gender gap in Liberian politics.
It is my fervent hope that women of Liberia are inspired by this accomplishment and step to the occasion as we collectively endeavor to increase the presence of women in the national legislature.
Gender inequality continues to be a major concern in Liberian politics. Of the 88 contested seats for the legislature in the 2023 presidential and legislative elections, only 6 female candidates were elected to the House of Representatives and 1 to the Senate. Fasia Harris, a member of the Liberian Feminist Forum, says the outcome of the polls was extremely disappointing.
It was a bit of mixed feeling for us, given the level of work that the women of Liberia have invested in women's political participation in closing the gender gap in leadership. Howbeit, the elections of Madam Nyombi Kaka Lawrence reassures us and gave us an opportunity for further engagement and to be able to continue to make the case for women's political participation.
Harris wants President-elect Joseph Boakai to consider appointing women in key leadership roles in his administration.
We challenge the incoming government to be able to prioritize the issue of gender equity and gender equality in apportioning different leadership roles to citizens through the appointment power that they have, that we need a political will. Women political participation does not end during election season. It goes beyond that period. So we look forward to see a very gender-sensitive government.
Meanwhile, the Women's NGO Secretariat of Liberia, through its executive director, Esther Nyango, has called on Senate Pro Tem Kanga Lawrence to use her office to prioritize women's issues in the Senate.
We are hopeful that she, being a Senate Pro Tem, she will be able to prioritize women's issues, she will be able to convince her colleagues to ensure that the women issues are brought to the table for discussion.
Senator Nyombi Kanga Lawrence is the second female president pro tempore of the Liberian Senate after Grace Manu, who served as the first female president pro tempore from 2022 to 2023. For VOA Daybreak Africa, I am Rita Ajrobe Duo in Monrovia.